about to do our intro, and I looked over at your phone, and I see a picture of a man with no eyes, bro, and it fucked my brain up. Fuck, dude.
It's a mystic. What do you know about mystics?
Welcome back to Stoner Babble. I don't know shit about mystics. What the fuck are you talking about, mystics?
Talking about
what are you doing, dude? You look ridiculous, bro. Put the mic down.
I'm going to hold the mic like this.
No, you're not.
Oh.
You look nuts.
Are you Baba Yaga?
What?
You're Baba Yaga.
Who the fuck is Baba Yaga?
Well, not this person. when you talk about mystics...
Well, before you
tell me about a famous mystic you know about.
I don't know what a mystic is.
Oh.
What's a mystic?
They're kind of mystical. They can do some stuff, though, like usually predict things, future events.
So like a psychic?
More or less, but more mystical than that. They probably see, like, they look into a pool and see visions.
Can you give me an example of someone who's a mystic?
Yeah.
Who? I know. I got it. I know. You know what? I know who my favorite mystic is now.
Oh, who is it?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise is a mystic.
He's got to be, dude. And I'll tell you how I know he's a mystic. Have you seen the newest Mission Impossible movie?
Yeah, I have not.
So, me and my wife watched it the other night. That motherfucker looks 20 years younger than me.
No, he doesn't.
How?
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 How does he do that?
I don't know, dude.
It's got to be stem cells.
Yeah.
All over the face.
He's eating babies.
He's eating umbilical cords.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be something.
You know what I...
Wow.
Because, you know what? Dude, that's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy that you say that, dude.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm about to have a baby.
Yeah, baby time.
And I was thinking, like, what do they do with those cords? Like,
they freeze them.
And then what?
And then you save them for later.
Or sell them.
Sell it? Oh, black market.
To Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Oh, no.
So maybe you're onto something. He's just out here fucking frying up umbilical cords for breakfast and grilling them for lunch and dinner, that motherfucker.
Bring him back, Stoner Babble Investigations. The doors are back open.
God.
We have to do some research. Go down to that place down there.
Where they freeze umbilical cords?
Yeah, we gotta be somewhere.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
What?
I don't want to go on this one.
You gotta do research.
Nah,
sometimes,
dude,
you gotta get your hands
nah,
dirty.
I'm not trying to see that, bro.
Yeah, see
nope.
Things you don't want.
There's just
see.
Some things that you don't want to see, and that's one of them. I don't want to see a freezer full of umbilical cords. That's fucking strange to me. You know what I mean?
It could be strange. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's change up gears then.
Maybe we. I got it.
Oh, you
maybe
got it.
We set outside the place where they store the umbilical cords,
and we'll wait for
and
Tom
we'll just
kind of
see
up.
Who goes in and out. Yeah,
but he probably sends someone.
That's
so
fine.
Nice.
We'll tail. We gotta just tail everyone. It's gonna take some time.
That's gonna take a few years investigating.
Yeah,
work.
So we'll probably need to quit our jobs, and for the next 3 years, we're gonna sit outside the local umbilical cord place at Tom Cruise's house.
This is. I don't want to do this anymore. Now.
Well, we'd be crowdfunded, you know?
We're crowdfunded now.
Because we're going to have to record it all.
Oh, that's true.
It'll be a lot 24/7 live stream.
It's a very social event.
Yeah, you can just watch us stake out people outside umbilical cord.
Like, do you know Tom Cruise? Did you go running past him? Yeah.
Yeah. Or we got to say, do you know the mystic Tom Cruise?
Oh, the mystic.
Yeah. You can't just call him by his real name. They want it like, that's. I think that's the, do you know the mystic Tom Cruise?
It's Mystic Red. Mr. Grad TC. You don't call him by Tom Cruise.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Tom Cruise wasn't in your article of mystics that you were about to read me.
No, he wasn't. But
well, who was?
It was Baba Yaga.
Who the fuck is Baba Yaga?
No, her name was, I mean, the person that you saw there with the no eyes, she was mystic, and her name was Vanga. But she died 26 years ago, but she had sense... had predicted events such as 9/11 and different events before she had died 26 years ago. And now, since I thought New Year's was coming up, we got some resolutions to talk about, but we also have certain events that she has predicted for next year to hit. And I just want to let you know about a few of them.
Let me hear them.
So the first one, which has probably been on the radar for a while, is Putin's demise. Putin's getting taken out, Putin assassination style. Is a mystical vision that has been foretold more than two decades ago.
Yeah.
For this coming year. And I mean, to be frank, probably could see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on the bingo boards.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one, though, is terrorism climbs, just takes over the world. I'm talking power grids going down, street vendors no longer be able to produce their goods on the streets because it's filled with chaos. You can't do anything.
Yep.
The third one is actually a nice one, though. Cancer gets cured. No more cancer. Hell of a prediction. Alzheimer's as well. That's a big one.
Yep.
And I like that prediction as well.
Okay.
But then cybercrime gets on the rise here, and it kind of starts taking out all the U.S. structure, infrastructure going down. So a third world country status coming up shortly. So couldn't you see that, Baba Yaga just telling you about visions about the past, mystical version style? What did you think?
I tell you what. At first, I was going to question how a mystic who's supposed to be able to see the mystical waters, how the fuck she see all that with no eyes? But then you said all that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm connecting all the dots.
The dots are getting connected.
That's the next world war. It's not between this country and that country. It's between all the countries of good and evil. And then when the dust settles, if good wins, then we get blessed with all the good things. Like
get blessed.
Curing cancer and
hashtag fucking, blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Planet will be a better place.
For a few.
Nah, dude.
It's gonna be a mystical war. You can only have so many mystics looking at the mystical table telling you what's going to happen.
So let's say, I think that time thing that I, or the scenario I just played out is probably within the next 100 years.
Hmm. And how is this going to get played out, though? What's going to happen first? What's the spark? What's the match? What's the match in the darkness with this gas all around? Methane style.
No, I think what's going to start it all is the cybercrime.
Oh.
Because once you start fucking with people's money, you know what I mean? Because that's...
You already see it happening.
Yeah. Like, that's what's going to start the fucking boom.
It's going to go boom, boom.
Yep. And they'll be trying to fucking rip nerds out of their basements that are fucking hacking and shit. Like, that'd be the next... You remember, like... The war on drugs.
Yes.
How they were kicking in doors for fucking marijuana and shit. Like, that will be the next, like, war on cybercrime. They'll be fucking bopping in doors left and right, dude.
Telling you it's cybercrime, but it's not really. It's fake. Cybercrime's all fake, and it's produced by them.
Damn.
Yeah. What'd you think about that? Fucking Putin's making cybercrime in your neighborhood now.
Could be.
Yeah. And you're blaming it on everyone else.
And that's the other thing is, like, how much of the people that are, like, a part of, like, some sort of cyber scam in America, like, how many of the people that get that money are even in America? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how effective that would even be.
Mm-mm.
It would take, a global, like, task force that would work together. That would never fucking happen.
They're doing it right now.
No.
Yes.
No.
They got a task force.
Nah.
It's the mystical task force.
There ain't no mystical
task force. They're sending them out in front lines being like, we can tell what's going on in the future. They're dodging bullets like Matrix style. Because they're mystics and they can tell. You have to understand that this is our future and now you got to live side by side with mystics.
So.
And special people. They can see stuff.
What kind of special people?
Just see different things.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Not helmet special.
Whoa.
Whoa. What if you... What if you get called...
If you see these dogs in your front yard, just know upstairs I'm going hard. Bing bong.
What if you had to go, like, fight with the mystics, right? Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And you go to Russia, and you're like... Your team of mystics walk into the fucking this Russian warehouse and the lights go out and then you hear the voice of Steven Seagal come on.
Yes.
And then it's like whatever the fuck he was.
There is no darkness without light, and yet there is light without darkness. I have both within me.
Even though that might be a scary moment, if I heard that, I would laugh. I would laugh out loud. And I would be like, get down here, you fat piece of shit. And I would beat the shit out of Steven Seagal, dude. I would beat the shit out of Steven Seagal. I hope you hear that, Steven Seagal. If there's a fucking Mystic War, I'm going to slap your fat ass, you Ooh, fucking piece of shit.
Damn, dude. That's a hell of a threat.
Yeah.
Ass slapping.
Yeah. And then I'm going to fucking strip your fat, naked body of that karate outfit that you wear, and I'm going to fucking walk out wearing it.
That's syphilis. That's syphilis.
Do you want to do another dab?
Yeah, I might as well.
Okay. I mean, you got any more questions?
I always do, but the whole mystic thing led me to the fact to talk about what do you think is going to happen next year? This year has held so much. So many different things have occurred. What's next year going to be? Is next year going to be it? Are we coming to a head?
Well, God, dude, you know what happens next year.
Yeah.
The election.
Oh, yeah.
So that means starting in January that you're just going to get beat over the head all fucking year. Every YouTube video you watch is going to have fucking political.
I know events. The human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Oh, man.
Yep.
And we're going to be left with a fucking 100-year-old man that sometimes operates like a Roomba, and then a fucking 88-year-old man that's full of speed and fake tans.
Oh.
Should be a great time.
Oh.
Hey, JJ. You'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
You ever, like, I feel like this is one of those things where, you know how when someone says,
oh shit, I'm doing
like, hey, not to be rude, but then they say some rude shit.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
When someone says, you can appreciate this, I never appreciate it.
Do that. Whoa! That's a bitch.
You got you some of that devil's butter?
Oh my gosh. You bitch. You fucking bitch. Can't feel his face.
And one of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps.
You gonna need to find a map today, motherfucker.
Damn.
Sometimes you just gotta get your comfort shockers in line.
Oh, oh shit!
Call my mama to see what y'all right.
You're talking about comfort chakras? get your comfort on?
How many comforters should a household have?
Oh man. You know, I'm going to be honest, it's like the per capita kind of depends on how many people are living in said household. And I feel like it's like more than plus one, you got to have at least two comforters. Because I feel like if something happens to said main comforter,
right,
it gets torn up, patched up,
you throw pissed up on it.
You guys got cats, they fucking throw up all the time like far fucking cats.
Dog cannot got a dingleberry.
Oh, it gets all over there. You gotta wash it, and it takes a while. And who knows if you forget about the wash, because we all live busy lives. All of a sudden, now you have no comforter on your bed, and you only have one?
No.
This seems like a mistake and a downfall of human society. If you expand upon it and extrapolate it to a certain degree, that you need to understand that you need to have more than one comforter in your household if there's more than one person.
And I would add, for many more reasons than that, you should always be rich in blankets in case there's a fucking EMP blast that knocks out the power grid.
My.
And it's the wintertime. Like, you gotta be rich in blankets. Like,
look,
I did a blanket inventory.
You did?
Yeah.
What does your stockpile look like?
How many blankets do you think are in this room? Let me ask you that.
I'm not even going to turn around because I don't want to cheat, but I would have to say there's got to be at least three in here.
There's four.
Okay.
In this room alone.
For just one person.
Yeah. And then I've got a comforter on the spare bed, and then a comforter on my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have three reserve comforters. And then seven throw blankets.
Wow, you are rich.
Rich in blankets.
In blankets.
Yeah.
I do feel like if you need a splurge anywhere, blankets does make sense because, as you said, in the future when shit goes away, really bad,
mm-hmm.
you need blankets.
Yep. You're going to need them blankets.
Get your thermal blankets, too. I don't know what to tell you.
Get all the blankets.
Go thrifting. Get thrift blankets for your main comforters if you need to. But you need to be comfortable in your comfort chakras. That brings us back. You guys don't have your comfort chakras. They're misaligned. Mm-hmm. That's got to throw out the rest of your day.
And I'm going to throw out a new idea that I had. You ready for this?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Microfiber underwear.
Oh, microfiber.
Mm-hmm.
As?
Like just soft. Maybe you can get like the fur-lined ones.
Oh,
and these ain't underwear you're wearing out of the house, right?
They're indoor.
They're just indoor underwear only, bro. Because sometimes, you might be feeling a little anxiety, a little stressed out. Sometimes I just like to get naked.
Oh, yes.
But then, if I could have something like smooth and comfortable, like around my genitals and my ass area, you know what I mean?
Something that's like not there but there.
Yeah, and then I could just lay on the couch under the fan and that would be maximum comfort chakras. And I feel like that might be the case for a lot of people.
That needs to be researched.
Yeah,
it needs funding, maybe even crowdfunding.
Yeah, just
start a GoFundMe account for these type of underwear because these Invisalign underwear.
Indoor chakra underwear.
You're going to call them cloud underwear?
I don't know. I have no idea what this
should be called. They would realign many chakras, though, for you.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with your comfort, leading to your love life.
Yeah. And, let me tell you something. Because there's a lot of nasty motherfuckers out there, right?
There is.
These, again, you're not going to fucking stink and dirty these up either.
Oh, hell no.
You're not going to go take a big dooku and then put on your comfort chakra drawers.
No, absolutely.
No,
not.
These are you take a nice bubble bath or a nice hot shower, and then you put on your chakra underwear and you just lay down and relax, dude. And then if you pee and you drip all in them, that's your fault. You know what I mean? But don't do to them.
These are $100 underwear. You can't really. Yeah, you should treat them as $100 underwear.
Exactly. Don't wear them fucking out to work. They're not that. They're made to be worn for a couple hours a day.
Yep.
And then you take them off
once or twice a week.
Yeah, and sanitize them and then use them again. These are not everyday things.
Yeah,
I like it.
I guess they're marketing this. You got the prototypes, right? You wearing them right now? You fancy?
I'm working with a guy in China.
Oh, China! Oh, you going international now?
Yeah. High quality.
Ooh, I like it, but it's got to be real nice. It's got to make you feel real good in them, You got to get the dance on just right.
Yeah, and I really would like to have a model that has that are battery powered.
A what?
Yeah, that you could sleep in.
You want to? So, what's battery powered about your underwear, though?
So, you'll have a little battery pack, and it will monitor your temperature.
Okay.
And then it's designed to cool you, so you sleep better.
Oh, so it's going to make your dick cold.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, dude. So you're not.
I thought you weren't sleeping in them, though. I thought it was a couple
different
hours.
This is down the road different.
Oh, this is next. This is new shit.
Cloud 2.0.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
you fancy. Can get. We have the budget-friendly clouds for $99, but we also have the app, the one you have to pair with your app and battery powered, and these are
$399. Oh.
And you even pair with your Apple Watch.
But that. Oh. The life.
Sleep that, underwear that pair with your Apple Watch.
It's genius. Why has this not been a thing yet?
I mean,
I'm glad you're getting after it.
Who do I even reach out to design a pair of sleep underwear?
I would have to start with the Fruit of the Loom people. Fruit of the Loom Plus. You can do it.
I just picture walking into a boardroom at Fruit of the Loom and like their office is like 20 years outdated. And I'm like talking to a bunch of like 80-year-old Fruit of the Loom board members, and they're like, "You want to do what? $300 underwear?
You bankrupt us."
Yeah, dude. No, I think I'm going to have to go somewhere a little more outside the box thinking than Fruit of the Loom, dude.
Banana Republic. I was just figuring that you could like slip your banana into these ones, you know, just kind of good marketing.
I was thinking like Nike, but okay.
I mean, that's cool too. You get the little swoosh out there, if I were, you know.
Or I mean, fuck, dude. Yeah, there's really, I don't. That's something I think you might have to like crowdsource.
That's the word of the day.
And one of the things that I've used on the Google is to pull up maps.
Whatever the fuck that word is I'm looking for.
Crowdfunding.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Fuck you.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was really... Hey, but I was contemplating something. And I was thinking real hard about it. And it's because when I was looking at that Baba Yaga story, Mama Vaga and her mystics, she lived until about, like, I think her 80s or something. And I was thinking about it. As medicine has advanced more, we can live longer.
Okay.
And now I think it's getting to the point, I'm not, and this is just JJ making up numbers real quick, but like 120 years. If you can start replacing organs or using stem cells. And then what if it like expands beyond that? And I was thinking about, well, fuck, man. How much has time changed from 1823 to 2023 in those 200 years? If you were able to live that whole time frame. I'm like, everything I'm driving through right now wouldn't exist. I'm like, I was like thinking, how would I travel from my place to your place to do this podcast? And I'm like, How many days on horseback or by foot would it take for me to travel that? Because this is a pretty good distance away. I mean, it takes me like 25 minutes to get here.
Mm-hmm.
But by foot, it would take me fucking days, if not weeks, traveling through a fucking thick forest, hoping I don't get fucking lost. And that was a few hundred years ago. And you could live that if medical advances enough. I was thinking about that today. I went, fucking how much has it advanced already that we're just still contemplating as we're old, getting older men, but we could still live a lot longer, and how much it could still change. And it's blowing my mind every time I keep thinking about it. Cause 200 years ago, you could still be alive if you had medical advances like we did now.
But yeah, like, I don't know, dude. Here would be my concern. Like, just think about people now, and I'm starting to experience it at my age where I'm getting frustrated with technology,
mm-hmm.
right? 10 years ago, I was making fun of people that are like, oh, I can't figure out his fucking cell phone, and now I'm fucking struggling to find things on my cell phone. Like, so, like, I wouldn't want to experience that for an extra 120 years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when would that set in? Like, would that set in way later now because I lived 200 years? Like, I don't want to live 120 years just being the guy that's like, what the fuck is this? Like, because like you said, like, if you lived 200 years, you would have gone from no cars to horses and buggies. Like, it would have fucking, like, you wouldn't have been able to handle that, dude.
What are you, a vampire?
Yeah, I've already told you this 1,000 times, motherfucker. I am. I'm fueled on dabs and Red Bull.
Mm. That reminds me. When I asked you what drink you wanted, you said Red Bull. And I was like, I'm going to get Monster. I think there's three type of people in this world. Red Bull, Monster, and coffee people. And you and I are way different. Coffee people. I know you drink coffee, but fuck them. Fuck coffee.
I'm two of the three.
Yeah, fuck you coffee drinkers.
Why?
Because it's just weird. It's like, pick it up. Hey, this tastes weird in the beginning. I'm going to keep drinking it, though.
How does it taste weird?
It's just weird. It's like bitter and shit. You fucking...
No, it's delicious. Coffee, bitch.
No, I don't think so.
You can add cream and sugar and make it delicious.
Make it taste dumber, but yeah.
Do you like iced coffee?
I don't like any of that stuff, no.
You're a fucking weird dude.
I don't think so.
You're a weird little shit.
I don't think I am.
Yeah.
No. No, but it's just weird.
All right, let me ask you this. Like, would you try, like, an espresso shot?
No. Espresso's gross too, bro.
All right, whatever.
Espresso, no, coffee.
And you're a Monster guy.
I'm a Monster, dude.
Why Monster, though?
I don't know. Just like
a that tastes so bitter and pissy to me.
I don't think so. It tastes like orange in a can.
I'm going to be real honest with you right now.
Yeah. This always starts good right here.
You'll appreciate this.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, if I had to put a out of 10 on this, 7 out of 10. Usually 7 out of 10 dudes that I see drinking Monster have a domestic violence charge.
Whoa!
Or a petty drug charge.
I could see that.
One or the other.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
I've even seen some high quality dudes get that Monster logo tattoo.
Oh, I mean, it's a catchy looking thing.
Yeah, and I feel like, yeah, I mean, Red Bull just is a different crowd, you know?
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, it's the rich kids at college spending their dad's money at raves. It's delicious.
I try.
And I had a coffee right before you got here.
Oh.
And now I'm enjoying this delicious Red Bull.
Oh.
Red Bull. It gives you wings.
It gives you coffee wings.
It's so sweet and tasty and tart and delicious.
Mm.
Not like that bitter piss sugar like Monster.
Don't hate to see this is how we're different because you're so rude. You're fucking rude.
I am.
Yeah, piece of shit.
I am. Hey, I was going to ask you a scientific question. I figured I'd just save it for the air since you're now a fitness guy and you're studying the body.
Oh, no.
What would you think about knowing what you know about working out and the body about doing a carnivore diet?
Well, that's where you just eat meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it wouldn't work. I mean, it would work for a while, but then you'd start to slow down. Why?
I'm just, like, I'm starting to see more, like, people trying it.
Mm.
And the biggest thing I'm seeing out of it is people are saying that it's like doing really positive things for their mental health.
Mm. Sure.
But they're just eating like grass-fed beef, organic chick, like just all natural organic stuff. And I'm like, huh. I wonder if that would help people.
It could probably jumpstart different things if you do it for like a short period of time. I don't see it how it'd work like in long periods of time.
What would be the long-term benefits of doing, or like disadvantages? Like, what would you be missing?
So if you're missing carbs, you're missing the basically energy that your body takes from food. You don't really get energy from protein. You get a little bit and a little bit from fat, but carbs are your essential nutrients, especially if you're working out. So if these people aren't, I mean, if these people are working out and they're still not eating carbs, I mean, they're really fucking themselves.
Okay.
So.
Got it. But for some, let's say someone that in their 50s who's not working out, they're not in bad shape. They're not in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, they may feel tired.
Right.
But that's going
to
be.
But like, there might be health advantages to eating an all protein diet like that.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a nutrient study guy.
You're
a motherfucker.
Fucking nutrient bitch.
You're the fucking, I'll nutrient you in the face with these fists, you piece of shit.
You don't know
nothing about this, you mother. So what you think, though? What do you think if you were to make a prediction for next year? What's going to happen?
Jesus Christ, dude. Every time I look at your fucking phone, there's a strange person on it. What are you doing over there?
These are just the stories I pulled up in case
we get this to... fucking creep?
Well, this guy got arrested.
Damn it.
Because they found a lot of illegal erectile dysfunction pills inside his household. And I just thought it was a funny story. So the 77-year-old, which really goes... He's a Florida man. I mean, a Florida man.
Obviously.
Florida man was your bookie. He was your middleman, and he had the goods. Burke, he had the goods. If you were older and you lived in this community with him called the Villages down in Florida, he was your hookup. And someone tattled on him, of course. I don't know why you needed to do that. He was simply providing a needed service. And he was arrested, and they confiscated $1,800 worth of boner pills. And to be frank,
fake boner pills.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they worked. I mean, they still worked. They were just like the gas station sort. So, you know, they were, you know, whatever, the low class ones. But
he looks happy in his
mugshot. Yeah, he was a good guy. Good guy, Florida man. Providing a service, and they kept the man down. And the whole village really was quaked by this, because now where did they go for this? They had to figure out on their own how to make it work.
I mean, dude, those pills are terrible for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible for you. Terrible for you.
Mm. Like, what are you, a scientist? You know this?
Dude, would you take them?
Just maybe.
You take a gas station erectile dysfunction pill. No way, dude.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck is in those, bro.
Shit, you don't know what's in a lot of things ever.
I know, but he's doing this in an old folks community.
Yeah, but it's fine.
They're already doped up on fucking pills, and then...
Yeah, give them the happy times they want, bro. What's up?
I don't know, man.
You don't know about this? Well, I'm guessing when you're living in the Villages down there in Florida, I'm hoping you still have a good time down there, you know.
Hey, I saw a story, I don't know if you saw this one, about a kid 21 years old got busted for running a mushroom farm in his house.
Well, shit, yeah, dude, it's bad. Yeah, dude, he was 21. And he was 21. And he would go with a lot of mushrooms. And he got straight booked. And the police caught him, but he had like how many pounds? I mean, it was right there. It was 8.5 million worth of
psilocybin mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Connecticut kid.
Dude. Connecticut kid, dude. And he made bail already, though.
Dude, look at the picture.
Yeah, if you guys didn't look at the picture, look it up on Google, whatever. Yeah, it's a whole yard filled
with mushrooms.
Mushrooms. And
he looks
like a drug dealer.
Yeah, well, he looks like a shovel.
Shovel with long hair?
Yeah, it looks like someone put a wig on a shovel and drew some eyes on it. He's a special looking kid. Hate to see it. Hate to see it.
Yeah, because really, what are they going to do with those mushrooms?
Eat them.
Those police are going to eat them, mm-hmm. and be like, we didn't do nothing with them because there's a lot of them. So they're just going to sell them to the general public anyway.
Right.
War on drug style.
Yeah.
So what you know about that, Burke?
Dude, he's going to go to jail for a long time.
He's already gone.
Yeah, he's going away.
Yeah, no, he disappeared.
You fucking.
Into the walls.
Forever?
He's ghost.
Damn, dude.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. But there's not a lot you can do anymore.
Which one are we talking about?
Are you talking about the pig?
Did we talk about this?
That was a while ago. We talked about everything out there now. You don't know where to be now. You probably should pull up Jabraham.
What are we going to ask him?
Something ausatious.
Hey, we have a new AI thing, too.
There's it a competing one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is that one now?
It's the Microsoft one.
Oh, is it as good?
So I can change its conversation style to more creative.
Uh-huh.
balanced or precise? You want to do creative?
I always do.
All right. What do you want to ask it?
Ask it if it knows. That's it.
Do you know?
Do you know? Does it know? Silence before the storm.
I know many things, but I'm always eager to learn more. Do you have a specific question or topic? Oh, this motherfucker's really smart. This motherfucker's really smart.
Is that what you think?
Let's ask it something good.
Okay. What are you going to ask it?
Let's see here.
Really smart guy.
Where do you see humans in 200... How the fuck do you spell 100? God damn it.
Wow.
Oh, no.
One of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps.
No, man. This is just all internet-based.
Oh, that's fake then. Fake yeah. AI. I don't like fake AI.
Where's our
chat? Where's Jabraham?
Let's pull him up.
Jabraham, all back right. From months ago.
I think there's a new one.
Yeah. Oh. Upgraded? Oh, you can't do it. Can't do that. You know,
I ain't paying for that.
Right. No, he's upgraded though anyway. Yeah. 3.5. It's probably been a while since. You should ask him how he's been doing. Jabraham, how are you?
As a machine learning model created by AI, I don't have a personal experience or emotions, but I'm here and ready to assist you with any questions or information you need. How can I help you today?
Ask him if humans are going to die off in 2024.
What are your predictions for the year 2024? Man, they've dumbed it down. They've robbed him. They've robbed him of his personality.
Is gone.
He's fucking useless.
Oh my. This is not good. They've already deleted his. Oh. We've only had Jabraham for maybe one episode. And now he's gone.
So how do
ripped away.
How are like we need to discover like what Will Sasso and his buddy are doing to get that AI thing. Remind me after the show and I'm going to show you.
No, I know which one you're talking about. It's fucking great.
Yeah, how do we get that? Like, do we have to buy that?
Just look it up and see right here.
We'll do that after
the
show. I
can delete this shit.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's just dead air.
What am I looking up?
Just look up AI Will Sasso, I don't know, generator or something like that. It probably won't be the right thing, but I thought it was ChatGPT, but it's like if you go back to ChatGPT and type in like show me a picture of an American kid eating pizza. Let's
see what it does. Dudesy is his name. They have an podcast. Yeah, they have an AI. The AI uses this act. All right. They have given Dudesy access to their personal emails, text messages, social media accounts, and purchase and browsing histories. The AI uses this access to tailor the show and to create relevant comedy content.
Look up, dude. Well, Dudesy is just a podcast, though, right?
The AI created an hour-long stand-up comedy special where it impersonated Tom Brady. There's got to be an AI where we can, like, because you see, like, there's got to be an AI where we can make it listen to our podcast.
Oh, it's true. And then have it write up something.
Or just use our voices to just, what if we could just do that every week?
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
Like, Stoner Babble just became an AI podcast.
Stoner Babble AI. SBAI.
We just have to listen to the AI-generated versions of us and see what it comes up with.
And then we get lost on, like, who we are. Like, are we the real guys or are they the real people?
What if they become more popular than us?
But it's all fake. And then we take all the credit, and then they get angry at us.
And then we shut it down.
And then, but we can't because they're in the system now. And that's when now we have to run away from them.
Let's do it.
That's, oh, damn. That's a whole story.
Let's do it.
All right. Fucking find it.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
How do we
have that? We would have to have them listen to our entire catalog, I think, of episodes first.
Yeah.
And then you would just have them generate it, dude, from there.
That would be fucking amazing, dude.
It'd be hell of a, yeah. It'd be drama filled. Financially gained.
And then what if we did this? We make it listen to one episode, the very first episode, right?
Oh, witches.
Right? Mm. And then we make it create an episode based off that one episode. And then the next time we let it listen to episode 2 and 3 and then create a new. So like it progressively gets better. Ooh. Like, so we can see its progression and how fast it can learn.
Oh, there we go.
Like, how can it get better than us faster than we got?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the sticks now.
I like it.
We're duns.
I like it.
Oh, that's good.
We're going to do it.
I'll AI's pay for that. Destroy,
yeah. That's what I'm going to buy myself for Christmas. It's AI.
Ferrari. For a broom, motherfucker. What you want?
How the fuck are we talking about AI and you say Ferrari?
It's going to make us a lot of money. This could be us.
I wouldn't buy a Ferrari.
You would?
No.
Be Bentley. Yeah.
No. Nah.
Yeah, you would.
Nah, dude.
If you had a lot of money, you would.
Buy a pontoon boat.
Nice. With kegs as those buoys?
Yeah.
Empty kegs?
Damn, dude. That's going to be fucked. I gotta figure that out.
You gotta figure it out.
Gotta figure that out.
You should figure it out.
But will you put that in the Discord message?
What?
Figure out AI.
Oh yeah, sure. I can fit you. Yeah.
So I don't forget.
Yeah, that's gonna work.
Cause I'm gonna forget.
Figure out AI. Like it's that simple. There you go.
Also, double check your fantasy football lineup because about that time.
Oh, it's about that. Oh, jeez. It's about that time.
Boom. Tank Dell's cleared to play. When's the playoffs? Or is this the playoffs?
This is not the playoffs yet. Because...
Ooh, I get a bye.
Yeah, I think I clinched a spot. I think this week either might determine if I gotta beat Norm to get that second spot.
Just beat Norm, dude.
Gotta beat Norm.
Beat Norm.
Gotta beat Norm.
Gotta beat Norm.
Fucking Norm. What you know about Starter Rebel Karate coming at you? Oh, Norm.
What you know about Temu? You gonna order anything off Temu?
What's Temu?
It's the new.
Is this an ad?
It's the new app.
Oh, it's an app.
So it's one of those Chinese knockoff, like you can buy anything you can think of, you can type it in and they have it,
like Alibaba.
Yeah. And fast delivery, which is even scarier.
Where is it coming from
then? I don't know.
It's coming from inside then.
Yeah. So I ordered some clothes, like just like some loungewear.
Yeah,
just to see, like, because last time I ordered a large and it was like a fucking schmedium.
Oh.
So I was like, I'm not going to spend a lot of money, but I ordered a hoodie and some sweatpants and they fit good. But then, like, I'm watching dudes on here on YouTube, like, order, like, tech on there and, like, all kinds of shit.
What the hell?
Yeah. Like, tools, like, expensive tools that, like, $200 tools they're buying on there for, like, 20 bucks. And then they're getting them and they're holding it next to the real one and the packaging is, like, almost identical.
Whoa. What's going on?
I'm saying we should buy some shit and open it while we're like recording the podcast.
What kind of stuff?
Dude, you can buy like ridiculous things for like a dollar.
Can we buy stuffed animal heads?
Probably.
Oh man.
I'll tell you right now.
I mean, looking for a fake one because they don't need to be real, but we could do like a fake lion. It'd be cool as shit. Atmospheric.
Timu. Damn. Animal heads.
Timu.
Let's see. Damn. Let's see if they have stuffed animal heads.
Yeah, rock and roll.
I feel like this is a cartel outfit that is Fast and Furious-ing a lot of semi-trucks filled with stuff, and now they're just giving it back to the community, like Robin Hood style. A lot of different genres at play here. Oh my days. What was those masks? Were those masks? I guess if you want to do like a haunting murder scene, you can definitely use those then for that. You could like strap those on your face.
Let me just type in deer head.
You got deer head. Deer head and the antlers. antlers and stuff. Oh, you could do it. Look at that one. Oh, look at that fake ass one. That's a good fake one right there. That's a resume. Whoa, man. That's a... Whoa.
Yeah.
Get that one right there.
$50.
$50? That's a hell of a steal. You could bring that to the U.S. and sell for at least $75. Oh, man. Oh, man.
The fuck, dude?
This is your flipping business, right?
Shop about fucking like 50 of those deer heads and then... Set them up at the flea market and sell them for $99.
You could be a flea market guy.
Yeah.
Damn, I could see that. You're smoking your stogie while you're out there in the camper selling your fucking wares from your like three fold-out tables and your canopy, smoking, fucking and the guy.
Yeah.
You got a fan clipped to your like the front of your brow on there.
Oh, I got a fucking fan hat.
Yeah,
dude.
You got a fan hat.
Damn, yeah. Does it got a light on it too?
Might as well.
Damn.
See in the dark when you got pack up at there.
In a pocket full of cash.
You sold your wares, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dancing. Selling Chinese deer heads. Yeah. Dun, boom, boom, ba, dun.
Marking it that did in Massachusetts, you know.
What a story to tell when I, you know, someday have a, you know, a massive empire. And they're like, how'd you get started? I'm like, I got started selling Chinese deer heads at the flea market.
Yep.
They're like, tell us more about that. I was like, well, I was buying Chinese deer heads from 1999, and I was selling them at the flea market for $100 each.
Damn. I made trips back to China like once or twice a week. You know,
I saved up and I made $1.6 million in 7 months because fucking people love deer heads.
Yep, fake ones.
Fake deer heads.
Yep, and then you probably put microphones in all those deer heads and now you're listening into each household in the U.S. Now you got intel on every single person and you got so much. What, are you part of the FBI?
I like how my deer head empire now makes me a secret agent, dude.
I mean, it was pretty good. Pretty good cover. You almost had us. Damn. You almost had us in the story, but I saw
you're
onto
my shit, bro.
Saw through it.
Motherfucker, dude. That's
what happened. You can't fuck with this guy.
You can't fuck with this guy. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
You're fucking a flea market where a motherfucker.
Yeah.
What else would you sell at the flea market if you could? Wait, you corn dog guy?
Freeze dried candy.
Freeze dried empire is building up everywhere. Yep. Everybody's doing one of those. Yeah. You better hit it now because it's gonna be saturated soon, but I'll have fucking be doing it.
So fake deer heads, freeze dried candy, and
nice.
Sports cards.
Sports cards. I could see that. I would say a line of hot sauce too, but you know, you gotta make that like seasonally.
Yeah.
Probably in the fall for chili. You know what I'm saying? Hot sauce time.
You know what else I was thinking would be easy to make? I don't know. It might be. Like wood pellets?
Oh, sure. Yeah, just chopped out a tree. Is that not how it works?
No, I mean, you got to fucking chop that tree down and then grind it up and then you got to fucking press it into those pellets.
Oh.
Like, it's not that easy, but... I just see people like buying like different brands of like wood pellets and there's four different brands.
What do you do with the wood pellets specifically?
Well, you can use them in your Traeger grill.
Oh.
Like my dad has a wood pellet stove in his living room.
Mm.
So he uses it to heat his house.
True.
But he just needs the regular wood pellets. He doesn't need the flavored ones.
What if you did flavored ones in your stove? Does it smell differently?
Yeah.
It'd be nicer, probably, right?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, next time I go up there, I'm gonna drop a handful of like hickory barbecue fucking wood pellets in his fucking pellet stove.
He'll be like, I got a new barbecue right now.
I want to see what happens. That's a good. I want to know.
That's a good scientific study.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, the frequency of sounds and taste.
Because I'm gonna be real honest with you, the flavored wood in the grill.
Yeah,
that shit don't taste like anything.
No,
it's just you.
It's for marketing
purposes. I could buy the fucking cheap wood pellets that he heats his house with, and fucking have you season. You guys, it's all about your seasoning your meat.
Seasoning.
You gotta season that meat. You know what I mean?
Don't give me no smoke shit.
Well, it is smoke shit.
That's what I'm saying.
You know that ain't what you're saying because you said don't give me no smoke shit.
I know smoke shit.
Who are you?
That you smoke stuff.
You eat smoke. You eat smoked meat all the time.
Nah, I choose not to.
Why?
I'm not a big fan,
dude. You're a motherfucking liar. I've seen you eat smoked meat 100 times.
I don't think so.
I do think so.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
No, I've not.
With your eyes.
I've made burnt ends, and you ate them.
Yeah, that's different though. Burnt ends are different though.
How's that different?
They're better.
Ah, oh, dude.
Burnt ends, baby.
You hurt my brain, dude.
I don't think so, because you don't was up.
So. You got any vacation time?
I don't. Probably not right now.
Fuck. Yeah. I got like 3 days I got to burn by the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't really have much.
Well, I'll just quit.
I'm about to. I'd rather just be a personal trainer at this point.
Yeah?
I'm tired of having to deal with other people.
I get it.
So we'll see.
Why don't you just do your own line of DVDs like Billy Blanks?
There's a possibility of doing that too. JJ's routine, chair karate, real thing.
Do it.
Comedy with real working out.
Yeah, why not? It ain't all got to be about all business and serious all the time.
It ain't about business. It's about making a message.
Making a message. Yeah. Well, I tell you what. You make the message, and I'll help you deliver the message.
You make those messages.
And if you guys want to make any messages and deliver them to us, please do. I never heard someone say make a message.
My brain was working good.
I've heard leave a message. I've heard deliver a message.
You know, technically you got to make a message first anyway. It's just this first step of the process that you don't usually announce that you're doing.
So you think the message.
Yeah, you make it up and then you go, okay, now I'm going to deliver it.
So you think it, then you make it up, then you deliver it.
Yeah, something like that.
Or you leave it.
You can leave it.
Wow.
You could drop it too.
Hmm. Wow. I guess I never thought about it that way. And neither has anyone else.
Are you a linguist?
Well, I can tell you I'm a mystic.
Oh, you're a mystic. Oh.
I'm a mystic vampire.
So what do you... Oh, that's mystical. What do you see happening, Miss? You're mystic? How do you see it? How do you see the future?
I think we're going to have a nice winter and then a nice spring. It's going to be a really, 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 really hot summer leading into a fucking bitter election season, and then we're going to have a brutal winter. 2024.
Damn.
You better enjoy the early parts of 2024 because the back half is going to suck balls.
Damn, are you telling us now early?
Telling you early. You better get your shit in early. Start planning now.
You're basically giving us 1 year.
About it, yeah.
1 year. About 1 year.
Mm-hmm, that's my prediction. You better start having your fun early because it ain't going to be fun late.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Best prepare anyhow you need to see fit, because winter's not leaving. Actually, I did hear that. I did hear that winter's going to be longer. here soon. For years. For years. 3 years.
Another ice age.
Another ice age. Stirring it up.
That's cool.
Yeah. It'd be cold. Cool cold.
I mean, hopefully we got enough time before it gets real, you know, too cold.
Gets real too cold. Then you're iced.
Hopefully we're not here.
Maybe.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, I gotta be living out of somewhere else.
I've been thinking about moving anyways.
Yeah, I should move somewhere.
I just don't know, you know, what's a good country to raise a kid?
Ooh. I would say somewhere in Europe, but they're going to have terrorism attacks. And Oh my geez, Finland. New Zealand.
That's a volcano.
Everything's a volcano. We have one of the biggest ones here in the U.S.
I think to be honest with you, we're in the best spot, I think.
Just going to have to move somewhere closer to the lake and up on a hill. Get yourself on a hill.
Up on the dunes?
Up on the dunes.
Let's move to the dunes.
Move to the dunes. Find the highest peak in the dunes.
And start growing grapes.
Can we grow grapes in sand?
Yeah.
We're about to, huh?
Sure. You can grow grapes.
We're grape growers.
It's just a vine.
Yeah, stretch it across everything. Yeah, you can stretch it across whatever you want.
Yeah.
Even sand.
You could wrap them around your house. Have a grape house.
It's a wine house now.
Oh.
Wine connoisseurs in the wine house. Grape house. Grape and wine.
And you live on Amy Lane.
What lane?
Amy.
Amy Lane?
Yeah. Amy Winehouse.
Oh, wow.
One of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps.
Wow.
Boom, roasted.
You did a good job there.
Boom. Boom. Oh. Should I buy a Nissan GTR?
I don't. During winter? Winter that's coming up here now?
It's all-wheel drive.
Yeah, I don't think you understand what kind of winter we're about to have.
It's all-wheel drive.
We're about to have one where it's snow flying from you all from all angles, including backwards.
Could
you drive through the snow backwards?
In this?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Look at this thing, man.
Where are you going to put the kid? In the back there? Driving through the winter snow?
Well, he won't ride in this car till he's old enough to sit in a seat.
No.
Because you can't be getting your doo-doo fingers all over a GTR. Oh,
no doo-doo fingers anywhere there.
This isn't a car that just everyone rides in. Get your doo-doo fingers out of the GTR.
Yeah, don't have them around there.
You get all this shit, dude.
That's tactical vision mode right there.
Man.
Do you understand what that is?
Let's get it.
You're driving through snow tactically.
It's an investment. We'll split it.
That would make sense. I've spent $80,000 on a car. Yes, tactically. For 2014 on top of that. Of course. Makes sense.
I mean, it's a good car.
I'm sure it is a good car. Mm-hmm. It's going to goodly stay right where it's at. And I could take a monthly loan out for that fucking car.
I think you should.
I think you should shut your mouth.
When are you going to get a new car?
I'm not going to get a new car. Need to.
Fine.
You shut your mouth. That's going to survive the 3-year winter that's about to come up.
There's no fucking 3-year winter.
You don't understand. That's my prediction for my mystical side. I saw it through my vision board. That starts
next year?
I think it's going to go along with your 2024 late prediction on there. Yeah.
So you're telling me that starting late next year, the winter starts and it's going to be a 3-year winter.
That's going to be winter is coming and we got 1 year to prepare for it now.
Now, when you say Let me, I need some clarification.
Yes, you do. Yes, no, you do.
3-year winter, is that just for like Michigan or is that like for like the whole world?
Nah, bro, that's everywhere.
So,
bro.
Like, even Hawaii.
It's going to be sporadic, too. Yeah, it's going to come and go. There's certain places that are going to warm up and suddenly drop down, too. So, you don't know where winter is going to be. It's like a roaming dog.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. So some places will like heat up over time. You know, it's big. Oh, this is paradise. And all of a sudden, the next day, boom. Glassed over.
Damn, that's gonna fuck with our food.
It's gonna be unpredictable. Yeah, exactly. You don't even know what's gonna happen because it's nature.
You're back to holding your mic.
I'm holding my mic. What's up? You want to do it sideways? This is a workout right here. This thing weighs like 10 fucking 15 pounds. What's up?
Oh, dude. Okay. Yeah. I mean, listen. I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too. I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right.
I hope you're wrong.
Yeah.
About the 3-year winter.
It would be awful.
Well, does that mean, would that mean that the following after that 3 years, and then we'd have a 3 year summer.
It could be a possibility, but who's no?
Because that would suck too.
It could, yeah, it'd be a lot of fucking heating up
and bugs.
The humidity alone. The mosquitoes would be the size of your palm.
Nah, dude.
You ready to survive that one? It's go time now.
Bring it, dude.
You got 3 years of winter followed by 3 years of summer heat for the whole 3 years.
But all right. Let me run this game. Let me run it by you.
I'm gonna run it by.
But that wouldn't be bad if the following 6 years were 3 years of spring and 3 years of fall.
No, that'd be fine. I mean, you got the most comfortable months out there for 3 years at a time. You could have 3 years of, do leaves change color for 3 years then? What's going to happen with them?
They just stay that color.
They just stay dead.
Yeah.
That's them dying. So yeah. Trees would just stay dead.
But the temperature would be nice. The
temperature would be nice though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
I think the trees would adapt.
Yeah. They would have to.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I guess it's fine. It's not getting cold. It's been like a year.
I like that idea. Let's do that.
You're gonna
whoever's running the simulation, turn on the 3 years of spring, goddammit.
Yeah, 3 years of spring would actually be the best.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You give me a bit cooler temperatures, but nice sun out.
Yeah. Spring is the best.
Sun's out, guns out.
Fuck all the other ones.
Yeah, spring gets an A++. I like that one.
Atmospheric river heading for U.S. could drop months worth of rain onto West Coast.
Hey, that's fake news. So we got weather pad. We got weather control.
You think we do?
I think, well, 1,000% they do. That's why they're going to screw with the weather machine too much, and that's why we have 3 years of winter coming up. Because they try to target a place. We have to, you know, they've been doing that lately, targeting places, you know. What's up?
Oh, no, man.
You don't think they have weather control devices? They've had them since the late 70s.
I mean, to an extent, they do. I don't think they understand it enough.
Exactly.
Every action has a reaction, right?
Yes.
So when you're creating something that's not being created by Mother Nature, you don't know what her reaction to that is.
Exactly.
And that's the scary part.
She's a hornet. A wasp hornet.
Yeah, she gets pissed off when you meddle in her business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We meddlers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we meddling.
We be meddling.
Ice age coming.
Yep.
Ice age approaching.
She's about to turn the freezer on.
Watch out for that red moon.
But here's my thing. Here's the other reason I hope you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because if we had a 3 year winter, it would just be 3 years of people who are fucking climate deniers being like, global warming was real, huh? Like, you would just constantly hear that because it would be the opposite of warming. You know what I mean? To them, it's just people are dumb. And, like, you just have to deal with stupids for 3 years.
Just throw them outside. Let them freeze.
That's a good call.
Yep. Don't give us no lip. We're all freezing to death now. You can shut your mouth.
Hashtag going back to when everyone shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No one's got time for this.
Yeah.
The whole world's freezing over. We got trouble finding food and you got to talk about principles. You throw those out the window because you're about to be there too.
You know, the phrase when hell freezes over?
Oh, yeah.
What if this is hell and it's about to freeze?
I was thinking the same thing. It's about to be a bigger hell too. Everybody's complaining right now about what's happening. You know what it's going to be? It's Waterworld, except with ice. The bad guys are going to have snowmobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're after you for your gas and food. And they're going to eat your babies.
Whoa! Whoa! Don't come over here for me, my babies.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Blicky, 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 blicky.
Yeah. You pop, pop. I'm just saying. Those Roman gangs.
Uh-uh.
You got to keep out of cities.
Those Roman gangs?
Roving.
Oh, roving. Like, fucking Romans are going to be in trying to take my baby.
Centurions.
The fucking Romans?
Centurions on their horses. They're gliding through the ice bowls.
I just see, I wake up, fucking everything's frozen over. I turn on the news and it's like, Everyone be prepared. The Romans are coming. The Romans are coming. I'm like, what? The Romans?
This is it's a hell of a winter.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Every winter you gotta
fuck some Romans up, dude.
If you can, hold your ground, you know. Hopefully Russell Crowe gets out there, helps you.
What should I name my kid?
Maximus?
No. No way.
No.
He's got to have a better name than that.
Donatello.
He's not a fucking Ninja Turtle.
Let's look at the painter. Benevici. Benevici. That's a good one.
You are no help at all.
Esmeraldo?
Esmeraldo?
Esmeraldo.
Come on.
Oh.
Jesus.
Okay. Pete.
No.
Oh, there you go.
Pete Burke.
There's a real American name for you.
No. 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 This has been a terrible idea.
Jimmy.
No.
Jimmy Burke.
Jimmy Boom.
Jimmy Burke.
No.
Yep.
No, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think that is exactly what's going to be playing down. Fucking. Mm-hmm. Probably like Clint.
About Roman.
Oh, Roman Burke. Oh, that's a good one. I mean. Oh, it's a real survivor's name.
And if the Romans come, they're not going to eat him.
No, and I'd be like, can't. Roman. I'd be like, oh, namesake.
Yeah.
Take him. It's going to become much of a centurion snowmobile guy.
Mm-hmm.
But watch out for your gas.
Or, I don't know if you look back there, that pillow says family is forever. And you know who said that.
Oh, Vin Diesel. Family.
Should I name him Dom?
Dom Burke? Oh, damn. It's like it's foretold. The coming, mystically.
And I'll just whisper in his ear when he's sleeping. It don't matter if you win by a quarter inch or a quarter mile.
Your name's Dom.
Yeah, dude. It's about family.
About family. Protect your family.
Mia! Mia! Oh, God. Are we good?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We've been at it for a while, folks. Thanks for listening to this one of these episodes of Stoner Babble Raw. It's been JJ and Perk.
It's all over the place. Good luck figuring it out.
Yep. Have a good one.
All right, please.